Lesson 9, Tuning In. As a coach, you are like a highly sensitive receiver, able to tune into your client, discern even the weakest vibration on all frequencies, and distinguish the strongest channels. When you tune into your client, you not only hear the words being spoken, but also those words not said. Listen carefully, and you sense the spirit behind the words as well. You pick up on subtle changes in tone of voice and energy. You'll naturally learn to read the emotions that carry the words. At the same time, you are aware of your own thoughts, feelings, and the field of sound around you and your client. Offering a most precious gift. Listening is the cornerstone of coaching. Every other coaching skill is informed by listening. Through listening, you can ask direct questions born out of your curiosity. When you listen, you can respond appropriately to what your clients say and don't say. Even the most dynamic coach request will dawn on you because you have listened closely to your client. The single most important thing a coach can offer their client is the gift of being fully heard. Think about the times when someone has fully listened to you without trying to fix it for you. It is fulfilling and empowering to be heard and understood. A masterful coach hears it all and learns to discern what's most important. A masterful coach knows how and when to respond to their client or not to respond. As a coach, you will develop your own listening skills far beyond your current abilities. Getting out of the way. Most human beings have a constant dialogue going on in our heads. Voices of judgment, hope, and fear are normal. All sorts of fleeting abstract thoughts swirl around inside us as a result of the slightest stimulation. Learn to recognize these voices within you without letting them drown out what you hear from your client. In effect, you can compartmentalize all of your own internal dialogue and become blank so that your full attention can be put on hearing your client. Practice doing this. As your client is speaking, listen while also noticing your own thoughts and feelings. Don't latch on to any of them. Just let them pass through you. Imagine bundling them safely together and getting them out of the way so that you can put your full focus on your client. Your observer self, your integrity, will always be there watching the big picture and informing you of how to respond. Listening from this blank space is how you'll be able to hear your own intuition and respond to your client from a place of strength. This is when coaching really becomes magical. Soon, we'll go into more detail about intuitive response, but for now, learn to put your focus on your client and keep listening. Being blank. Remember the concept of balancing being with doing? Coaching is about connecting rather than performing. Before coaching, clear your mind. Become blank. It is best not to do too much prep work before sessions, and remember that the client, not the coach, brings the agenda to each session. This means the client has the privilege of deciding the topic of discussion and what they want to take away from the session. What they say will determine the course of the session. If you try to plan this out in advance, your agenda takes over. In effect, you hijack the agenda. If your client has sent in a session prep form or given you some background in advance, read it and respond to it lightly at the beginning of the session. Thank you for your session prep form. I've read it and appreciate this background information. Resist the temptation to come to conclusions or design the flow of the session before you've heard your client speak. After the client confirms what their agenda is, let them talk, prompting them from time to time with questions. Learning to be blank requires that you recognize and quiet your own thoughts when your client is talking. Let their words and all that comes with them wash over you. Resist the impulse to jump in and problem solve. Just listen. Listening deeply is about being with your client. When your client perceives that you are listening to them, you've earned their trust. If they trust you, your coaching will become more effective. What to listen for? There are 5 reference points for listening in all coaching sessions. 1. Choosing the destination. Where does the client want to go? 2. Packing the bags. What do they need with them on this journey? 3. Anticipating the hurdles. What obstacles may get in the way and how will they move beyond them? 4. Finding the shortcut. What is the most direct route to get them where they want to go? And 5. Enjoying the view. How has the client's perspective changed? Notice that it's not until later in the session that you get to solutions to problems. and you always want to end with helping the client notice the shifts they've made. If you are listening closely to your client and letting your natural curiosity lead you, your coaching session will have a natural flow that will bring the client to their own solutions with ease. Don't worry about memorizing these reference points. This is just a metaphor for the coaching dialogue. For expanded details on this topic, click on 5 listening reference points. Advanced work. Our clients give us volumes of information in every session that tell us who they are, who they want to be, and clearly point to where they want to go. If you listen very closely, your client will spell out for you what they want to take away from the session, their agenda, the best way to coach them, and possibly the seed to their next steps. Often this information comes across in the first few minutes of a session, but you must listen closely to hear it. That doesn't mean, however, that it's time to jump into problem-solving mode. Listen longer. Let your natural curiosity build. Ask simple, direct, open-ended questions to draw out more information. Keep listening. Gather information without coming to conclusions. When you truly hear your client, you'll know what questions to ask and when. You will know when the coachable moment arises and when the energy is right to complete the session. If you find yourself doing most of the talking in a session, you may not have listened deeply or long enough. Remind yourself to connect rather than perform with your client. If your attention is on what you're going to say next or how to solve their problem, your client won't get the feeling that they have been truly heard, and you will miss important cues. Our job, through listening, is to distinguish what the finger is pointing to from the finger itself. For example, sometimes a client will have an elaborate story to tell. It's usually not the story itself, but rather the meaning behind the story, what the finger is pointing to, that leads to the coachable moment. Wading into the story. A client's story is their perspective of a scenario that combines both factual and interpreted details. Wade cautiously after your client, rather than diving in over your head.
I had a disappointing annual review today. My supervisor said I wasn't taking enough of a leadership role. I've been working so hard. I can either get my work done or be a leader, not both.
Okay, what would be helpful to you right now?
I don't know. That review really cut into the quick. It feels totally deflating.
I hear that. Tell me exactly what happened in the review, what he said and what you said.
He started by going over the numbers. He actually did some positive things about the quality of my work, but then he dropped the bomb about my lack of leadership and it just wiped out the good stuff. It seemed like he was focused on getting that point across.
He dropped the bomb? The way you conveyed it, what he said sounds more like a challenge to me. It's possible your supervisor might be seeing something bigger and better for your future. If you look at the conversation from that perspective, how could you turn his direction about your leadership into an opportunity?
Well, it would be the next step in my career path, moving into management. If I could delegate some of my tasks, I might have more time to take a leadership role.
That's a great idea. What specific tasks can you delegate now?
Rather than buying into your client's story, listen for the facts versus the client's interpretation. Ask questions to clarify the facts. Check the usefulness of their interpretation. Listen for your client's shift in perspective as you do this. Be aware of your voice throughout the dialogue. Keep it neutral. Avoid parental or dramatic tones. Through the course of your coaching relationship, help your clients learn this skill for themselves. They will become less dramatic, more positive, solution-oriented, and responsible. Also, use this facts versus interpretation tool to coach yourself around your own stories as well. That's the end of Lesson 9. Take a look at your action challenges now.